Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of late night conversations by Impro Melbourne.
Are you awake?
Yes. I hope I wasn't keeping you up.
Oh, no, Lizzie, it was fine. No, I'm awake. Yeah, I haven't slept yet. Yeah, still awake.
It's noisy, you know, the party upstairs, I guess.
Yes, that time of
the
year.
The ball.
Yes. Very festive.
Yes.
I think we got the place looking very nice, you and I.
I do agree. That mistletoe you found and hung over the arch entering our quarters I just like it. That's all.
It's decorative.
Yes.
It's very decorative. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of history about mistletoe, which I'm sure you know.
I don't know much about it, but just I like the look of it. And I understand that people are prone to hanging it up here and there. So I gave it a crack. Please let me know the history of a mistletoe. I'm all ears.
Sorry, that was a good joke. Because you're not all ears, because you have legs and things.
It's true. Percentage-wise, I'm very minimally ears. You're right.
Yes.
That's probably an unfortunate turn of phrase for me there, wasn't it?
No.
I'm curious to know about mistletoe. I don't want to throw you off course.
Oh, no.
I like to learn.
Yes, I know you're so learned. I feel like you remember everything that anyone has ever told you.
Well, it's the only way to improve, isn't it?
Yes.
Take it all in.
Yes, I guess.
So if you tell me about mistletoe, I'll know some stuff about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. So mistletoe is a plant that is very old, and sometimes people hang it because when you're under it and someone crosses your path, I think you have to...
I have to leave the castle tomorrow.
What?
They're sending me to the summer home.
What?
And that's afternoon. Just for a year or two.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. That's very well deserved.
I asked if there was a spot for you.
You did.
They said you needed here.
Oh, I get...
I just want to stay awake all night now.
Yeah.
Squeeze a year or two's worth of conversations in, you and I.
Me too. There were so many things I wanted to say to you. I just can't ever seem to get the words out.
What's the fourth most important thing you want to say to me? The top three can wait.
Okay. Well, last week when we were walking in the corridor and I bumped and I tripped over and you caught me, that was the happiest I've ever been.
It was like time slowed down then, wasn't it?
Yes.
I could see you falling and I knew I was going to catch you.
I knew too. And as quickly as I tripped, your hands were there and...
I imagined a choir singing then, you know, like at church, at the service. When they hit that note with all the harmonies.
Only it was only just the plates I was dropping clanging on the floor. But their tone was so beautiful. I could have fallen for years. When people cross under mistletoe, they kiss. That's the history or the legend.
This mistletoe just here in the doorway?
Yes.
Well, it's not hanging very straight, is it? Might need to straighten that up. If you could give me a hand.
Of course. There.
Straight as you like.
We're both under the doorway now.
It's like time standing still.
You've been listening to Are You Awake? An improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. Today's episode featured the voices of Brenna Dixon and Rick Brown. To see more of what Impro Melbourne has on offer, head to the website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening. Sleep tight.